Wow, everyone feels about as good as I do. Well, excellent. Thank you, Shirley. Indeed, it is a good morning. This is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and are glad in it. It has been a busy weekend, and as you notice, I don't normally do announcements. That's because Pastor Abe and Diana and the youth group are out at Hills Alive. Lord willing, have been having a wonderful time. It definitely is not as warm as years past, so we'll be praying again for this last day for the concerts and their time together. Just a couple of announcements if you want to look at your bulletins to highlight. Because Pastor Abe is gone, and most of the youth group, there is no youth group tonight and no high school Sunday school today, so please plan accordingly. Everything resumes back up next Sunday on the 28th with a little bit of a change. The Weens will be with us. They are missionaries to Russia, and they, as a family, are all back together. Olya was able to get her green card, and so she is traveling with them here in the States, and they will be with us next Sunday. And so they will be having Sunday school for junior high to the adults, as well as we'll be taking up a special offering, love offering for them during Sunday school. It'll be good to have the Weens with us. Their kids, two of them will be at Northwestern in Minneapolis next year. Also coming up in August, a couple of dates. August 5th is the couple's baby shower for Abe and Diana. And then on the 10th is the couple's shower for Eli and Carly. So please plan accordingly there. And then if you have been wondering about the church and maybe about membership, or just exploring a bit more about our church, the August 11th and the 18th, during the Sunday school time, we will be having church membership class. That'll take place in my office. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer, because if you tell me, I will forget, and will forget to put your name down. So please write your name down if you're interested. We've been asking. I've had a couple of individuals come respond about helping out in the back. We're just still gathering more names so that we'll have one training class instead of multiple, trying to be a little more organized there. So if you have come and talked to me, don't be discouraged that I've forgotten, just gathering a bit more names. As we look at the week ahead, the elders will be having their normal elder meeting at 7:30 on Thursday, and then the back of the bulletin has the some of the schedule for the rest of July and August. Are there any other I'm used to doing prayer requests. Any other announcements for today? Yeah, Tom.
I didn't get a chance to really catch it, but we're having some of the lights changed out in Fellowship Hall. And I think there's probably switch different outside two on one switch and out two on another switch.
Okay.
Okay.
So the deacons have been have contracted with Joe Huber to come help change out some of the well, definitely change lights out to LEDs in the fellowship hall. I know the first table here will definitely be able to see things better, and then as the months go on, but there might be, if you're used to the way the things have been switched, it may be a little bit different. But Lord willing, by the time the project is done, we'll be able to see things a lot clearer. Any other announcements? Yeah, Kay.
I have a brand new great-granddaughter this morning. Her name is Adeline, and she's the daughter of Lindsay and Dan Palmer. And it's my 35th grand.
Well, congratulations to the Palmers and to you. Your 35th grand or great?
Great-grand.
Wow, as I was telling Don, my father-in-law doesn't think he'll ever have great-grandkids, so that's a huge blessing. And we rejoice with the family, and we'll be praying for them. Our call to worship today comes from Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 37. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Please stand together as we sing hymn number 338 in your hymn book or look on the screen. 338 at Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. Soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last, that's when I learned. Then I trembled at the lights burned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything, now I gladly own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Love that drew salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Thank you. You may greet one another this morning if you would.
Good morning. Well, you guys quiet down a lot faster than when Jim comes up here. How come that's up for the air? Huh? All right. As you can see, we are short-handed around here. Jason and Abe are both gone, so they're dipping pretty deep in the bucket to get me up here. But time of sharing. I did have one prayer request for Millie Rogers. She's going to have a colonoscopy I always struggle with that word. July 22nd, and then she's going to have surgery on July 23rd. So keep her in your prayers this week. Any other prayer requests that need to be brought to our attention? We do have prayer requests in that sheet back there. If you keep that up and on your refrigerator and keep them people in mind that are on there, we all can use your prayers. Go ahead. I think there's going to be a lot of them traveling with the youth group and the wedding yesterday and everything else, so we need to keep all of them in our prayers. So. Any others? Oh, you guys are way too nice to me. I can tell that right now. All right, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, and we just ask that you be with each one of us here and be with those that can't be with us, Lord, and watch over them and guide them and be with the ones that are traveling, Lord. Give them a safe journey. It's been a long weekend for some of them, and it's warm out, Lord, and we just ask that you be with them. Be with the Millie Rogers as she goes in for her surgery. Watch over her and give the doctors the wisdom and knowledge that they need, Lord, to take care of her. Now we just ask that you be with Jim as he comes for the sermon today, Lord, and watch, give him the words that he needs to speak to us. And we just ask that you guide us, Lord, be with us this week as we go out and that we may minister or be there for someone, Lord, that is struggling. Now we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you for everything that you do. In your precious name, amen.
Good morning. I had a better result than Pastor Jim, so I'm doing good. So this morning, my name is Sarah, if you don't know me, and this morning I'll be singing Living Hope. And normally when I sing at church, I have, like, when I'm practicing the song, I'll have, like, words popping into my brain to, like, say before I sing, and I'll, like, have, like, a story to go along with it. And I was really struggling with this one for some reason. I just really couldn't, like, sit down long enough to think about, like, what I wanted to say, I guess. And so last night, of course, my procrastination got the best of me, and I was like, you have to figure this out now. You have very little time. And so I was kind of thinking, and I don't know if it's been the same for everybody else, but this summer has just been so crazy busy to me. It honestly feels busier than when I'm at school in college, and it's just weird to me. I told one of my friends the other day, I was like, I honestly miss studying every day, and that feels really wrong to say. But I was like, it was just so, if you know me, I'm a very routine-based person, and I do the same thing every day, day in and day out. I don't change what I do at all, and so this summer has just been something different all the time, and it's kind of been just driving me crazy. I'm like really struggling anxiety-wise and stress-wise. Like, it's just been a bit of a struggle, and so, you know, sometimes just like coming back to, okay, like asking Jesus, like, I need you, I need your help, I need the peace that you can give me, remembering that he is our living hope. This world, crazy as it is, it really doesn't matter, because once we leave it, we get to go be with Jesus forever, and that gives me hope, and that gives me peace. You know, it kind of puts away the stress of the rest of the world, and I just get to be in Jesus' presence and live in that hope that he gives me. And so I hope while you listen to this, that peace can kind of come to you too. And if you're struggling with something, if you're stressed or busy or whatever, I hope that this song can kind of remind you that it's okay, because Jesus has got us, and we'll be okay.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb, in desperation spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my boundless grace, the God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, it's grip on me, you have broken every chain.
Now it's our opportunity to sing once again. If you'd stand with me, please. Take your hymnals, 330. Only Trust Him, hymn number 330.
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you now. For Jesus shed His precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into the crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you now. Yes, Jesus is the truth, the way that leads you into rest. Believe in Him without delay. You are fully blessed. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you now.
Turn back several pages in the hymn book to 345. A familiar hymn, Blessed Assurance, 345.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praise praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Thank you for singing. Please be seated.